this is for everyone. This is not just for the adults, and it's not just for the children. This is for everyone. In fact, I want the children to maybe help me out a little bit in a minute or two. Okay, is that going to be okay? Sometimes it's hard to get a volunteer, but maybe you will when you find out what you've got to do. Some of the adults might remember this, but there used to be a programme that used to come on TV that we used to watch sometimes, and it was called Family Fortunes. And the idea of this programme was that they asked certain questions, like name something you would associate with Christmas, and they'd have done a survey amongst 100 people, and so these families each took the turn, and the idea was that they had to guess the most popular answer. So if the question was name something you associate with Christmas, they were looking for the thing that most people suggested. Are you with me? Okay, so I haven't been out and done a survey as such this morning, but I suppose that if I was to have gone out and asked people to name something that people associate with Christmas, I guess the answer that a lot of people might give would be gifts. People give gifts at Christmas. In fact, if you go out into the shopping centres, people are rushing around buying gifts. In fact, because everybody's buying them on the internet now, not as many people as the shopkeepers would like are perhaps coming in buying gifts. But people do. People buy lots of gifts at Christmas, and I have a gift here. And you can see that it's beautifully and tastefully wrapped by myself. All the presents that I wrap are always beautifully and tastefully wrapped with a beautiful ribbon on top. This is a gift. In fact, I hope you're going to agree with me later on that this is a most special gift. Okay? Now, thinking about our survey, if we were to ask people things that people associate with Christmas, gifts might be quite high up on the list, but I think maybe, especially with younger people, parties might be on the list of things that people associate with Christmas. Because there's Christmas parties. Hands up if you've had a Christmas party so far this year, maybe at school. Go on, Anita. What, Mark? Hey, I am surprised. Because usually people have had a... Well, guys, we could call our meal the other night, So they're different kinds of parties. But when I was a child, and the kind of Christmas party I went to, one of my favourite things that we used to do at a party was to play games. And one of my favourite games at Christmas was Pass the Parcel. I used to like that. I'm not sure I often got the main thing, right, but I didn't like it as much when they started putting those four bits in. When I was a child, I didn't get that. I like Pass the Parcel. So what we're going to do this morning is a kind of Pass the Parcel, not exactly, but what it is, you see, this gift, there are several layers of wrapping paper on this gift. And as you take each one off, right, the wrapping paper underneath probably depicts some other thing that people associate with Christmas. So what I want children to do is come and take a layer off, and then you've got to guess from the picture what it is that people associate with Christmas, and if you get it right, there'll be a little treat there. So what about Quinn? don't get to end the leg, Quinn, but just go up the top lane, ma'am. You want to grab that out a little bit there. You pull that one in. Oh, that's it. Then turn that one. Pull that one off. Yeah. And those ones. Get the rest up, Quinn. Well done. Oh, look what you've got. Come back, don't we? Right, you go tell me, who's that?
Santa.
Yeah, okay, well, let's back and sit down. Santa, also known as Father Christmas. Well, what do you think about him? I actually saw him going down Pall Mall last year on a mobility scooter. He certainly looked like him. I think he he lives in the flats over the road, but he was certainly dressed like that. So you never know. Father Christmas. That's somebody people associate with Christmas, isn't it? Well, my gift was given to me by the Father. Not Father Christmas, or any other father. This gift that's in here, that I think is a very, very special gift, came to me from the Father. I'm talking about God the Father. Alright, who's gonna shift the next? Right, let's take one layer off. So, what have we got here? Rip it off. That's it. Go on. Oh, look, you've got a Milky Bar, but you've got to tell me what they are. Christmas decorations. Christmas decorations. Well, I like Christmas decorations. I especially like the lights. You see all these lights, if you go down Collingwood Road of an evening, towards the bottom and look to the right, there's a bungalow there and it's a sight to see. I think when they turn those lights on of an evening, I think National Grid is road right. But every year, I like to go down and ask what they've added. Because it's unbelievable what some people do. I like the Christmas lights, do you?
Yeah.
I don't like those blue ones so much.
No.
They're kind of spooky then, but I like all the bright lights, especially like the gold and silver ones. Beautiful. But you know something? Those lights, beautiful they are, as they are, they pale into significance compared to God's special gift. Yeah. However wonderful they are, even the house down Collingwood Road, with all the brightness of that, absolutely pales into insignificance compared to the special gift that comes from God the Father. Guess what it is, yeah? Right, who's gonna set on here? But before you get it, what's that? A Christmas tree. Yeah. Christmas tree. Christmas tree. Yeah. Whatever you think of Christmas trees, okay, they're everywhere now. In fact, I used to work with a lady, she came from the Philippines. And apparently Christmas is big in the Philippines, like they go wild for Christmas. And one year I said to her, I said, hey, have you put your Christmas tree up? She said, I put it up at end of September. End of September, she put a Christmas tree up. That's how keen she was on Christmas trees. Well, this special gift that comes to me from God also has a connection with trees, or a tree. But I'm not going to tell you what that is just yet. We'll come back to that in a little while. Who's going to rip the next layer off? Grace, come on. A reindeer. Yeah. So, some people associate reindeers with Christmas. Strange one, that, isn't it? Reindeer. And actually, not just any reindeers, but flying reindeers. And I must admit, I've never yet seen a flying reindeer. I turned 60 this year, but I've still not seen a flying reindeer. And I've definitely not seen one with a big red nose. But, what connection does have with my special gift?
Yeah.
So, it's raining, dear. It's raining, dear. Not quite what I was thinking of, but we'll come back to that one in a little bit as well, shall we? I think I've got another layer to take off here. Is there anybody there? You okay?
Oh, long enough you are. But before you get it, you got to tell me what's that. A snowman. Yeah, snowmen. So, if we asked 100 people things you associate with Christmas, maybe some people would say snowmen. Well, everybody loves a snowman, don't they? You know, when it snows at Christmas, you go out and you build a snowman. Lovely, you put a jolly face on, a carrot for his nose and a hat. Everybody loves a snowman. Of course, the problem with snowmen, anybody know what the problem is with snowmen? That's a couple.
Because it snows, and it's, when it
gets,
when the snow goes, it melts.
Exactly right, Theo. When the snow goes, your snowman melts away. And so sometimes you look out your window every day, you see your snowman, and then gradually he's getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and eventually he's just a little circle of ice on the floor, and then eventually he's not even that. All that's left is a hat on the floor and a carrot. And a star, because he's all melted away. And you know something about my special gift? It will never ever fade or melt away, ever. Wonder if anybody guess what it is yet? Tell you what, shall I open this one? And I think if I've done my planning correctly, the gift should be behind this one.
And not only that, but he's dear to God the Father. And he's dear to all those who know him and love him. What else was that? Snowmen. Well, snowmen, they melt away. They fade away. There's nothing left. But you know, Christ's kingdom, Jesus' kingdom, will never ever fade away. And his love for us will never ever melt away. He's God's gift to us. So, in what way is Jesus a precious gift, a special gift? Why did he come? Well, you know, before Jesus was born, God sent his angel to Joseph and said, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." See? Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, we all have a problem, every one of us. Every one of us had a problem. And that problem is something the Bible calls sin. Anybody, boys and girls, know what sin is? Yes. That's right. Not believing in Jesus is sin. Bad things is sin. It's all those things that displease God. And sin keeps us away from God. But God loves us. And he wants to bless our life. He wants to shower us with love and blessing continually. But our sin prevents that from happening. So Jesus came. God the Father sent his Son to take away our sin. Well, how did he take away our sin? Well, we had a tree on there, didn't we? It was a Christmas tree. Well, Christmas trees have nothing to do with this. But Jesus died on a piece of wood made from a tree. In fact, Peter once said, that he died on a tree. What he meant was a cross like that one. And on that cross, Jesus paid for all of our sin. And God's promise to us is this. If we believe in Jesus, not just that he existed, and walked this earth and did miracles and all those things, but if we'll trust in Jesus to save us, believe that when he died on that cross, he died to save us from our sin, if we're willing to turn from our sin and put our trust in him, God's willing to save us and to give us eternal life, and we'll actually reign with Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, forever and ever and ever. That's God's promise to us. But you know something? When you get a gift, it's no use if somebody gives you a gift and then you just put it to one side and say, "Oh, thank you very much," and you put it to one side. You don't do that with gifts, do you? And I hope you don't do that if somebody gives you a gift this Christmas. What you do is, you receive the gift with thanks, and you open it, and you begin to use it. So, if it's something that you use, tools or a new car or something like that, somebody's bought you a new Ferrari for Christmas or whatever, you get it and you drive it. Or, if it's perfume you're putting on, or whatever it is, you use it, don't you? Well, that's how it is with God's gift. It's not enough, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, just to know that God gave the gift of his Son. We have to receive it. We have to believe on him. And those shepherds in that story that I read earlier, not story, history, that I read earlier, once they learned that God's wondrous gift had been given, they went and they saw him and they worshipped him and they received him as their saviour, and they served him and they worshipped him and they followed him. And that's what we have to do. Simply that. We have to believe on him and we have to follow him. So, we're going to sing our last hymn and it's Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Let's stand together, shall we?